Here.
Councilmember Watson?
Here.
Councilmember Flores?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez?
Here.
Mayor Kimball?
Here. Thank you. Would everyone please stand while Councilmember Sanchez leads us in a flag salute?
Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I do not see Pastor Raines here at this time, so we will have to move on, dispense with our end of vocation, and go to public comment. The public is invited at this time to comment on any subject under the jurisdiction of the Lindsay City Council. Speakers should give the clerk a filled-out speaker card and clearly state their name at the podium to begin. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes each with no more than 30 minutes for the total comment period unless otherwise indicated by the mayor. Please note that public hearing items on the agenda will have their own public comment period later in the meeting. Anyone wish to address the council under public comment?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Eric Sinclair, Red Dog Systems. And Red Dog Systems is dedicated to improving joint venture and owner relations between processes. We are partners to our customers that are invested in addressing the changes that exist in our industry. Our promise and commitment to our customers is to continue to invest in the solutions we offer and to drive innovation. Established in 2000 and with offices in Calgary and Houston, Red Dog Systems is a privately held information technology company that facilitates the exchange of data for the energy industry via cloud-based electronic data and interchange. EDI, our software solutions are developed by a team of industry veterans and IT professionals who are dedicated to improving joint venture and owner relations business processes. Our cloud-based products allow our customers access 24/7, 365 days a year to the important data they need anytime they need it. We value continuous improvements and believe our customers should be working smarter, not harder. Work smart, make a difference. Love what you do. At Red Dog, we've built our business on a win-win mentality and that benefits customers. Shareholders and staff, each of our employees is also an owner and has a personal stake in our success. We believe this approach facilitates teamwork, dedication, and a strong corporate culture. A genuine focus on our internal staff and client partners allows Red Dog Systems to solve real business problems and exciting new ways to develop superior and accessible technology and to build long-lasting business relations based on trust, reliability, and proven commitment to each other's success. We are technology-powered but people-driven. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Eric Sinclair, and I graduated Lindsay High School in 2000.
Your 3 minutes are up.
Oh, I thought it was counting down. I thought I did it so fast. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else wish to address the council under public comment tonight? Seeing no one, we will close public comment period and move to our next item, which is council reports. Council members, anything to report tonight? For us?
Just like I said, what we expected, some of the complaints about the road fixtures, which, you know, our community has to understand that this is what they have wanted all this time, and they just need a little bit of patience so we could get through it and finish it all up. I also received some emails from some other city staff and wanting to know if if our ability to hire a new city manager was slanted towards already existing personnel.
Which is something you should take up with Maureen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She was sick today.
All right. Thank you. Councilmember Watson?
Not at this time.
Councilmember Sanchez?
No. Couple things. Just last night we had our first 1920 Lindsay Ono Sister City Program meeting. We have a good group of eight learners and two LUSD staff members, a counselor and a learning facilitator, that will be traveling to Ono City during our spring break of 2020. So we're excited. We're beginning our preparations, and we're in contact with Ono City in Japan, so we're really looking forward to that. And then the next thing, you know, I just wanted to make a comment that sometimes we take things for granted. We know that we have certain services, and when we don't necessarily use them, we don't know how they function well. And I just want to say, you know, a big thank you to the ambulance service that we have here in town. A week and a half ago, my son broke his arm at school. And although I work not even a mile away from there, the ambulance was there before I was. So I really appreciate that, you know, he was transported to the hospital, got the services that he needed, and so I'm very appreciative of that, because I don't think I could have traveled with his dangling arm to the hospital on my own. So, so big thank you to everybody involved there. That's it.
All right, thank you. And I just want to remind everyone that this Saturday, beginning at 5 p.m., we're having a dedication out here of our new labyrinth. Dedicated to the people of Lindsay. There'll be a short explanation of labyrinths and an opportunity to do a labyrinth walk if you wish. So that's open to the public, and hope everybody can come. Following that will be a dinner at the museum, $20 with a no-host bar, and proceeds will help the museum to stay open to the public. And the historic label collection will be on view that night. Normally it's not on view. It's under lock and key, and so, but it'll be open for viewing that night, and I have tickets if anyone's interested. And okay, in addition to that, so at our last meeting, the hospital, Lindsay Hospital District Board read a letter to the council, which included a listing of some of the many ways the district has benefited our community. So with that in mind, it seemed appropriate to prepare a proclamation giving recognition from the city to Lindsay Local Hospital District and its directors for the good that has been accomplished and is being accomplished on behalf of the residents of Lindsay and our area. So I will now read that proclamation, and I'm happy to see that there are members of the Hospital District Board in attendance tonight. Whereas the Lindsay Local Hospital District, the district, is a California special district for healthcare, which no longer has a hospital but does have residents with health and wellness needs which would not be met without special district assistance. And whereas the district partnered with the City of Lindsay to envision, finance, program, and support the Lindsay Wellness and Aquatic Center as an important lifestyle and healthcare resource for the community. Whereas the district is also an invaluable resource to many local organizations and causes. Over the years, the district has provided funds and resources to Healthy Kids, Healthy Lindsay for the diabetes prevention program, Lindsay Unified School District to have a nurse on staff and for health equipment, City of Lindsay for its search and rescue, for its search dog rescue vehicle and safety equipment, McDermott for the Get Up and Move program and ambulance service, and other causes. And whereas the district has managed and distributed more than $6.5 million in taxpayer dollars to these organizations, including the Wellness and Aquatic Center, for health and wellness activities, programs, and services.
Whereas these distributions have ensured the ongoing operations of the Wellness and Aquatic Center, encouraged the establishment of medical clinics, and enriched the value and efficacy of the other services and causes. Now, therefore, the City of Lindsay expresses its appreciation for the district's dedication to the community, its partnership at the Wellness and Aquatic Center, and its commitment to serve people of all generations and backgrounds. In witness whereof, I hereby set my hand and cause the seal of the City of Lindsay to be affixed on this 8th day of October, 2019. City Council of the City of Lindsay, Pamela Kimball, Mayor. And I'm hoping that you'll come forward and receive this.
What's your step then?
And then someone will run and take a quick picture.
We'll get everybody.
You guys are professionals. Good job.
Thank you.
It's gone. Let's see the second one.
Nice. Thank you. Gregory?
And with that, we will move to staff reports.
All right. So we'll start off again with public safety tonight. First, thank you to Lieutenants Knave and Heinz. They are not here tonight, but they were the ones who took us on the tour of the public safety department.
There you are.
Sneaky.
And we got them. So we got two of our, we'll call them co-pilots there in the fire truck, and it was a good evening. We saw a number of things over there that we're going to be addressing in the future. And the first one that's going on is that we've approved at least a contract negotiation to start for a roof repair there at the public safety department building. We also have the car seat inspection coming up. That's at the Wellness Center on the 19th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., part of the health and wellness fair over there. So it was a big success last time we did it, and hopefully more of the word gets out this time. We'll have more people participating. And in the hiring process, we have the fire lieutenant is being reviewed. I think I mentioned to council that I've separated myself from all HR activities right now, so I can't give you a real update on where they stand in it. But last I heard of it, it's in the review process, and they're looking to set up interviews for that. So moving on to city services, following the theme earlier of the street projects, there have been a number of them going on around town. It's fun to see those finally happening. We'll have some slides that give you updates on that in a moment. But we've had the cleanup on Friday, Saturday last week. Generally, Mike, successful compared to last year?
We went down a day, so the numbers are slightly down, but successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't have any mattresses this time, so.
I was out there.
We got plenty.
Yeah, numerous times, and the city crew did a fabulous job, and I think Becky said there was 110 loads. So it was great.
Yeah,
so we're continuing recruitment for the part-time assistant city planner, and then Adelma Gonzalez, our new engineering technician, will start on the 11th. She is a great find for the community. Really impressed with her story and just the skills she's accumulated. She was going through college. She had to wait for a while before she got onto the university, and so she picked up another minor in physics and mathematics, I believe, in addition to other work. So she's going to be a great one for us. So really excited to have her on board. Next one, looking at the streets. We've color-coded the map differently now. These are all the different streets that are under construction right now. The yellow will have the chip application done on Thursday, and then the blue will be on Friday. So the chip application is the gravel that goes onto the adhesive. Recently, the county has done some roads that just let the cars drive on it for a while to get it worked in, and that was the end of the process. What happens with these is that they're going to be rubber-coated gravel so it won't be quite as lethal with people driving too quickly on them, but we'll have cars drive on it for a week, and then we come back over and do the top seal on it, so it'll be smooth when it's done. So it's not going to look like the county roads. It's going to look really good when it's done there. And then after that's done, we have the other projects going on, the overlay projects. These will probably be first part of November before they start. There's a permit from the Air Quality Air Pollution Board that the contractor needs to secure before they can start. That's a 30-day process after they're awarded a contract. And the one that's doing this work is a sub that's doing the other work. So it's just going to fall into the cycle that way. That'll be in November when those projects go. Wellness Center, we had a management training that hosted about 125 mid-level managers from across the valley that are part of an organization we belong to for HR training and management training. It was hosted there at the Wellness Center. Went really, really well. We had good feedback from individuals. They were really excited about the location. The parking was easy. The chairs were comfortable. That hasn't been the experience the other ones we've gone to. And for 8 hours, that's important. So some good feedback on that, and in health, hosting the health fair there on the 19th. Moving on to finance, a couple things going on here. So Mid-Valley, as we have the Prop 218 underway, it's time to do an extension on that contract to match up with the rates we're looking at. So we're going to be doing a negotiation with that and then come back to council for that discussion when we've had a chance to go through it with them. Both parties are looking forward to it. I think we're going to be able to come to a good conclusion for that. The position for the finance and accounting manager closes on the 10th. The auditors will be here on the 10th of December to do their audit presentation. We have shutoffs on the 16th, and last year pay before penalty will be the 25th of this month. And going to the general, so we have Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day is coming Monday, so city offices will be closed. And then we had our first leaders roundtable. And so these are leader roundtables, happen once a month. Three different groups. There's a community, a business, and the faith leaders. And they come and meet with me in the morning for an hour, the last Friday of the month. And Janet Klegel, Bobby Velasquez, Rick Lofton, Isabella Arroyo, Irma Median, and Perla Soria were the six that attended our first one. Some wonderful stories in that group and a really good perspective from a mixed background on the community. And they're really excited about some things we're doing that will lead into some of our transparency and engagement activities we have coming up soon. So a big appreciation of them for coming and sharing their time early in the morning. And so finally for mine, we have the College and Career Expo that's coming on the 25th. We will have a booth there engaging with the high school students. And then we have more roundtables coming up and conferences. We'll have next Wednesday through Friday is a LEAD conference. So Mayor Pro Tem Cortez and Councilor Flores will be attending that. And then ICMA will be at that from Saturday through the following Wednesday, with business leaders on the 25th, faith leaders on November 22nd, and the community leaders on the 20th of December. We will have a new page launched on our website for the transparency and engagement. It's going to have a series of surveys, a continuation of the city manager survey, one on a community service providing survey, and then links to all the key transparency finance documents, how to submit a public records request. All of that will be in that one central site. And then a county oversight board meeting on November 15th. So for that, if council's willing, on the 22nd, I won't be here, but Mike will be able to head that up. We need to have a meeting to bring an item before our successor agency that we would like to take to the oversight board when they meet on the 15th, dealing with advances between the RDA and the city. And so we'll have a packet together to present to the successor agency to get a yes, no, please pursue this, or go back and rework it and take it to the oversight board later. So if you're willing, then we'll have that early meeting on our next council meeting on the 22nd. So, any objection for that?
Sounds fine.
Okay. All right. That concludes my report. Any questions? Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Is there any way that you can email me the list of streets that are being fixed? I mean,
yes.
The ones now and in the near future?
Yes.
Please?
Would you like the list or would you like those pages that show the map? Because they're listed out on those. But just as, you know what, I can leave
the list is, okay. I think, yeah,
from
this
all the list
names.
Yeah,
okay. And estimated completion date. I would like that as well. I'll post it in my bedroom.
And then I don't remember if Linda Vista was
Linda
part of
Vista
the street,
is
the street
part
or
of
the
not in this round, because this is projects we funded last year that we're beginning to know.
Uh-huh.
Linda Vista is part of the CIP project for this year that will be in the spring.
This year that will be in the spring.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have noticed that the map that you had up here has been circulating on mm-hmm. social media as well. It's gotten some good comments, so that's good.
Good. All right. Okay, our next item is our consent calendar. Before I begin, we need to pull item 6 for separate consideration.
Correct. It's a public hearing.
Which will be a public hearing. Items 1 through 5, however, can be approved with one motion unless someone needs something else pulled. We have the minutes from the September 24th meeting, the warrant list for September 19th through September 30th, Treasurer's report for September, state-mandated quarterly DBP notification, and changing the name of the Harvard Park Ad Hoc Committee to Parks and Rec Open Spaces Ad Hoc Committee. What action would the council like to take?
Move for approval.
Second.
Moved by Cortez, seconded by Watson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. That motion carries. And now we will take up the resolution 1954, the COPS grant. Who would like to present that?
I'll be presenting that.
Okay.
So the slides going. It's been a busy day.
Were they part of the packet? Yeah.
No, they would have been sent separately. I had this great thing set up, so I'll just go from memory. So what's going on here is that each year there's money that comes from the state to counties that they then distribute based on population for assistance with funding police officers. Every year we have this, we have to go through a resolution that states how we're going to use the money for it, and then present it at the council, and we present that then to the county as part of the approval process. And so we have $100,000 that's allocated each year, roughly 87,000 goes towards funding one police officer, the other 13,000 goes to fund part of the code enforcement officer position. And so that totals $100,000. We need to present to council, and it's a, we would like to accept the money, or we would like to do something different.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions for Brett before I open the public hearing? Seeing none, I will open public hearing. The public may weigh in on whether they think we should accept this grant and approve how it's being spent. So would anyone like to speak in favor of this resolution?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Eric Sinclair, and I would like to vote for approval for the COPS grant 1954, AB 3229. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor of? Seeing none, no one else. Would anyone wish to speak in opposition? And seeing no one, we will close the public hearing and bring the item back before the council. What action would the council like to take?
Move to approve.
Then moved by Flores for approval.
Second.
Seconded by Sanchez. Would the clerk please take roll?
Councilmember Flores.
Aye.
Councilmember Sanchez.
Aye.
Councilmember Watson.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez.
Aye.
And Mayor Kimball.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Our next item, Resolution 1955, authorizing application for SB2 planning funds. There is a request from staff to postpone this at this time for further consideration. So if that's okay with council, we'll just move it to the next, or to whenever it's ready.
Yeah, it'll be the next council meeting.
Okay.
I want to fine-tune a little more before we present it to you.
All right, so our next item concerns the League of California Cities conference resolutions.
So we have the League of California Cities Conference coming up next week, and part of that earlier this year, the council selected Mayor Pro Tem Cortez as the voting delegate for the city. There are two resolutions that are up for vote there at the League. The first one deals with, there's a list in Rule 20A for projects that are eligible for funding from the state to underground power lines. Right now, the power lines that run through the forests are not eligible for that funding. And so there's an effort to allow that use to fall under an eligibility criteria so areas can secure funding to help underground those to prevent forest fires. So that's resolution number one. Resolution number two is there's concerns with contaminated water flowing into Southern California and the southern beaches from Mexico, and wanted to have some resolution of the state to try and mitigate some of that so that the Southern California beaches aren't polluted from it and the drinking water is not affected in Southern California. So while both of these don't directly affect the city, they have an impact on the overall ecology of the state, and the staff recommends that council look to approve both of these or have Mayor Pro Tem Cortez vote in favor of both of these. But we want to bring it before council so you have a chance to discuss it together before we go.
Okay. Any questions about this at this time?
So you're able to vote for both. It doesn't have to be
one or the other. It can be neither. It can be yes.
Yeah, I think both of them are very important.
So the League committee is working on this. They're recommending that these items be approved.
And they mail out a packet to the attendees and with all the letters of support from all the different cities that have gotten behind this. And they just instruct the League to then pursue that as one of their legislative agenda items.
Okay. So is there a motion? On the table?
I'll move for approval. Okay. I'll move to have our representative vote in the affirmative on resolution 1 and 2.
Thank you. Member Watson, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Sanchez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right, Laura.
I will vote as you guys stated.
Hope you guys have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to check out the booths and stuff. What do they call it? That's a pretty interesting part. Resolution 1953, acceptance of irrevocable offer and deed and dedication of real property.
Bye,
and Brian's going to step out.
Goodbye.
And Mike.
So Mike will present this for us as soon as Mike's out there. Brian's out the door. Okay.
Thank you, Mayor Kimball and Council. So this is a request from Brian E. Watson, 1030 North Parkside Avenue in Lindsay. He's requesting final map approval for tentative parcel map TPM 1904, dividing one parcel into two. The sizes are there. This is the actual final map that's presented. So parcel 1.26 acres. Parcel 1 is 0.91, and parcel 2 is 0.35. Parcel 1 will continue on the front to front on North Parkside Avenue. Parcel 2 will have the option and preferably to front on Bond Avenue for the official address. The address won't be assigned until their legal is split and a building permit request has been made. But both parcels now have provided the required offers of dedication along Parkside. And Sierra View, Whitney and on Bond Way. So that completes what requirements would be on development of parcels. Parkside Avenue is an identified arterial, and so that's why we have the 22-foot wide offer of dedication. Ultimately, Parkside, if it were to ever improve to arterial status, it would be an 84-foot wide street. That's what's designated. Is it going to develop to those widths in our lifetime? Probably not. We have so many improvements that are already on the ground, plus proximity to existing houses and structures. it would take something serious for us to actually construct to that win. So, but with this, accepting this irrevocable offer of and right-of-way dedication of real property is the final step prior to approving the final map, and that's before you tonight. Staff's completed all the required investigations and verified that the final parcel map is in substantial compliance with conditions of approval that were listed in Resolution 1916, dated April 9, 2019. Staff requests minute order approval of final parcel map and accepting the irrevocable offer and dedication of real property, and be happy to answer any questions.
What you were saying about Parkside.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Yolanda, do you have a question? What you were saying about Parkside, if it was to be developed, it would cut in that much to the property where the shaded area
that
is?
That would be the future right-of-way area. So right now it's dedication.
Uh-huh.
So if council decided that we want to develop Parkside to a full arterial width, two lanes north, two lanes south, you have the property to do that. In all of our zoning plans, general plans, we identify arterial streets, which are the main inlets and outlets of the city. Parkside is identified as an arterial. So part of the process is to accept the dedication now.
And the dedication is the stuff that's in the diagonal lines?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you have Parkside, okay. Whitney, and Bond. All of those require some sort of dedication.
Okay.
The other two, Whitney and Bond, is just 8 feet wide. That completes what a non-arterial street would be, which would be 28 feet on each side of the non-arterial street, a total of 56 feet.
So right now he doesn't have to do anything, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And in the conditions on parcel two, let's talk about that because that would probably develop first. There's curb and gutter on both sides of Whitney and Bond. There's no sidewalks. Mm-hmm. And so the requirement would be to install sidewalks and then driveways wherever the house design would accommodate the driveway. But we need that additional right-of-way for the sidewalk to be installed in city right-of-way. It's consistent with everything else in town. So that's what that would do with parcel two.
Okay, just a minute. So you're saying that this is still dedicated, but if we do a sidewalk, we would still go into more of this property?
Well, the offer of dedication would be for an improvement that when something triggers the improvements to be installed, in this case, a building permit.
Mm-hmm.
So chances are there's going to be a sale of the parcel and then a proposal to build a house. Like any other empty lot, frontage requirements, curb gutters, sidewalks would be required on that development. We don't have the right-of-way consistent with other parts of town and other streets that the sidewalks would be in city right-of-way. So that's what those two
streets. But with this dedication, you would.
On those two streets.
Okay. Yes. Just on those two streets.
Okay.
Parkside's a different story. So.
Because we wouldn't need sidewalks there, right?
Well, that's a really good question. We have curb and gutter north of that property. But the alignment is consistent with other curb and gutter north of there. And so it would be a directive from council that says, we want to develop the street to full arterial width. And once council says that, then we have the ability to go in and...
But otherwise, nothing triggers that.
Otherwise, well, the building permit would trigger improvements along the frontage on Parkside.
On Park.
Location could be consistent with existing improvements. Or if council said, nope, we want full arterial improvements, we could impose that on the building.
Okay.
It wasn't done in the future. Just for reference, it was not done in the future.
The thing is, I don't think we would because the other parcel over here isn't shaded.
No, I know.
But it was taken. The parcel just north of there, that lot three, we do have the dedication there.
Oh, we do.
But that is not where the curb and gutter was installed.
Oh.
So it's if you drive it, you'll see
okay.
that there's no changes of alignment. But it just prepares us for the future.
All righty, sounds good.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, we're going to entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Flores.
A second.
Second by Sanchez. With the clerk, please take roll.
Councilmember Flores?
Aye.
Councilmember Sanchez?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez?
Aye.
Mayor Kimball?
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. And we can let Brian back in. So, I repeat, the motion carried 4-0. Okay, we are almost complete. The next item is a quick discussion of the meeting schedule for November and December. And I bring this up because the fourth week of November, when we would typically have our city council meeting, is Thanksgiving vacation week. We plan to be out of town, and I just wondered if anybody else was not going to be available on that Tuesday.
No, I'll be available.
On which Tuesday?
The Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
So, like, the school district has the whole week off.
I'll be around.
If need be.
There's no plans right now, but plans can change.
Well, staff is preparing in anticipation of a council not having that day. We're planning to work all of our items to the weeks around it. It will make it busy, those other ones, but we're kind of working towards a plan of that not being.
I know December is a no for me,
yeah.
But the week before or the week of Thanksgiving.
So we could potentially cancel it for lack of business if staff has arranged things so that we're covered the first week of November and the first week of December, and there's not business for that week.
But we can easily move it back. So it's staff will come whatever
to
meet, council wants.
And you know, of course, welcome to meet without me. I'm the only one that's going to be gone, apparently.
I'm not sure. I just don't. Our kids are still in school.
Are they?
Because they
sure
PUSD.
They,
they get out on Wednesday. But I say, why not take it off?
Because we don't want to be busy in December, Brian.
Oh,
I know. That's why.
But we only have to meet once in December.
So, but we're gonna meet once in November.
We could. We're okay with it. I'm okay with meeting once because.
Well, I don't know.
I could for Thanksgiving. So.
I mean, Brett, will we be fine?
We'll be very busy on the single meeting in November and very busy on the single meeting in December.
I'd rather meet. And me personally, I would rather
spread
meet.
Spread out a bit.
Yeah, in November.
So on the 10th is going to be the audit report. We're also going to have three items dealing with the general plan that night. We're going to have interviews with council with the in a closed session for the city manager applicants that night.
Oh my God.
It's going to be a pretty busy night on the 10th.
And then, December.
No,
that's
in November. December.
December's going to be busy no matter what we do.
The November 1, I'm a blank now.
I'm just thinking of Thanksgiving dinner.
It may be so. We also on the November, the second November 1, if we can, that's when we'll have the self-help presentation.
Yeah, I'm bringing up phase two. So there's going to be a code change for all of our building codes to go from 16 to 19 codes. We have to do that before the end of the year. So we could do the 1st of November or 1st of December.
We could also potentially have a special meeting in either. We can move the December council meeting to the third week, thereby avoiding the Christmas time but spreading out our business. Or we could do that in November as well.
Come in November.
Can we move some items scheduled for the December to the Tuesday before Thanksgiving meeting?
That's what we would do. We would move some up.
See? Mm-hmm. Yeah. See? It's simple Pam.
So, yeah, staff will accommodate.
It's fine. I'm just checking if, like, you know, three people are going to be gone, then
typically
I'm but I'm the only one gone, and it's good.
Yeah,
okay.
It's fine.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. That'd be better to get a couple things nailed down in November. And
the Christmas Eve one, though.
No.
I'm hoping counts for
one. Yeah. No.
No, I want to be here. I will be available.
You may be the only one.
That is
sad.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to have one meeting in December.
Two in November
at the regular time. Mm-hmm. And if anybody finds out differently that they got to be gone the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, please let us know by the next meeting. Okay? So we didn't get on the agenda request for future agenda items. So what I'm going to do is kind of go back to council reports, revisit council reports. If anybody needs to request something for a future agenda item, although we've just heard that our agendas are pretty busy, you can make a request. For this.
No, we're going to be, yeah.
No,
okay.
We're good.
All right. With that, then, I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The meeting is adjourned.